This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. And thank you for your questions, your comments. Email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Let me dive right in. I get a lot of questions about probiotics, the benefits. Are there any situations where they're not beneficial? Believe it or not, there would be many, and I'll get into all of that. And I get various questions about the different strains of probiotics, the benefits of the different strains. How would you choose the species of probiotic and what dose? And that would have a lot of variability depending on the person's or the patient's condition, their lifestyle, their diet, because, you know, our diets are the first and foremost delivery of prebiotics and probiotics, or lack thereof. Our diets are the mode of delivery for anything we take that may have an adverse effect on our microbiome. Smoking, the overuse of alcohol, a poor diet of anti-nutrients, preservatives, additives, all of that, right? And the specific question I get lately is, you've probably heard of soil-based probiotics or spore-based probiotics. These are gaining in popularity. I'll be honest, I've not used them specifically myself, but I do want to talk at length about this, as I've done some research here. So I'm going to talk to you about supplementation with regular probiotic versus soil-based. What would be the difference? What are the advantages or disadvantages of that? And are there benefits of soil-based bacteria, knowing that they may or may not be part of our commensal bacteria, the good neighbor bacteria of our microbiome, and what all this means? And again, it's a little bit of different strokes for different folks, because it really depends on the health of that person, if they have any bowel conditions, inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, if they have IBS, that's irritable bowel syndrome. I know certain strains of probiotics, particularly inflammatory bowel disease, is very, very helpful, like VSL3, which is a very powerful probiotic with different strains of lactobacillus, bifidobacterium, among others. So let's talk about the difference a little bit, whether it's soil-based or whether it's standard-based. You think about, when we think of soil-based probiotics, what is important is in that, in much the same way that an infant's exposure to maternal bacterial cultures during vaginal birth help the infant to form a healthy, disease-resistant bacterial defense, environmental and soil-based bacteria commonly found in foods grown in fertile organic tilth assist in growing and maintaining a healthy makeup of internal flora. So consider that. first exposure of a newborn is to the microbiota during a vaginal birth from the mother. That's how they first get inoculated. In addition, that microbiota would be fed during the infant's feeding, via nursing, breastfeeding. Their microbiota will change. I'm digressing a little bit here. The infant's microbiota will change if the mother is not breastfeeding and instead giving the infant formula because of what may be contained in that formula. So getting back to soil-based probiotics, this exposure to the environment, this is the basis of soil-based organisms. And these soil-based probiotics have become very much in vogue recently, as there is some clinical evidence to support its use. Species from the Bacillus genus, a gut-adapted spore-forming bacteria, which is found in a particular probiotic, a soil-based probiotic, Prescript Assist, where I'm getting some of this information for you, have been demonstrated safe and effective in vitro and in vivo studies. In vitro meaning in the lab, petri dish, or in vivo studies meaning within human beings. So these spore-forming probiotics, these spore-form probiotics are said to be the superheroes of probiotics. They can survive the acid in the stomach, and they may have the ability to take up residence in the GI tract. So soil-based probiotics may offer the greatest diversity of species. So let's talk about like ancestral health and soil-based probiotics. Our microbiome has developed over millennia. And during the evolution of the human microbiome, we were exposed to large numbers of bacteria through dietary practices, going back to, you know, Stone Age and before. Prior to humans moving towards an agricultural society, the diet consisted primarily of wild plant foods, vegetables, roots, berries, and fruits, and a limited amount of game meat. So, in a Paleolithic diet or landscape, this landscape which was rich in produce gathered from bushes, trees, from the ground, and the food was eaten as it was found without washing. Now, if soil-based bacteria was on the fallen apple, the bacteria was ingested along with the food and traveled to the digestive tract where it colonized the human gut and supported a symbiotic relationship humans shared with the bacteria. This became the deal with the ecosystem. And this continued contact resulted in a coexistence between humans and the bacterial spores naturally found in the soil. So, according to Prescript Assist, through an increased understanding of the microbiome and the microbiota within our GI tracts, researchers are framing a new understanding of how the human gut evolved to its modern form. And a major component of this evolution is seen in the coevolution of the microbiota of plant root systems and the microbiota in the human gut. In the midst of this landscape were bacteria that evolved in synchrony with the human body, and that the paleo body adapted to bacteria encountered in their world, in their landscape. Soil in this pre-agricultural era was thriving with soil microbes. These soil bacteria are critical to enriching plants with important nutrients such as vitamin B12. Now, a caveat. Modern conventional farming practices utilizing pesticides, herbicides, other chemicals, they've all depleted the soil with all of these valuable microbes and nutrients. Nutrients like selenium, zinc, calcium, which we need for good health, right? And these modern day practices in farming and preparation of produce creates a situation in which much of our food is no longer teeming with the vast variety of bacterial diversity on which the human body evolved. So, what are soil-based organisms? Why are they beneficial? Soil-based organisms or soil-based probiotics are used to refer to a new class of probiotic supplements based on this greater understanding of the diversity of the human gut and the deeper appreciation for how humans and their commensal, their helper bacteria work together to produce a healthy system. Now, the claim here is that these soil-based bacteria, also called spore-forming bacteria, have the ability to seed the digestive tract with bacteria, which will flourish and support a balanced microbiome. The term used for the mini-ecology of microorganisms such as bacteria that inhabit the human body, perform vital functions such as immune support and digestion. Now, some of the characteristics which are unique to soil-based probiotics include the structure of these soil-based organisms is supposedly naturally resistant to the harsh environment of the upper digestive tract and stomach. We have a very acidic pH in the stomach. It helps us to digest and absorb food. And if probiotics are to live, they need to get past that very acidic nature in the stomach. Another characteristic of soil-based probiotics, unlike other probiotics not derived from soil, probiotics containing soil-based organisms are very stable, and they don't need any special coatings or preservatives to ensure a clinically relative amount reaches the appropriate areas of the gut. They say that this is due to a natural shell that preserves the probiotic spore against harm, whether in the terrestrial environment or the acidic environment in the stomach and upper intestines. When these probiotic microbiota are ingested, they travel all the way to the lower intestine where they become alive, like a seed. Warm temperatures and moisture stimulate germination. Soil-based probiotics are well adapted to the environment of the gut and have been shown to remain in the digestive tract where they can provide a long-term benefit. Though the best types of soil-based probiotics are based directly on symbiotic communities of bacteria found in the natural environment or the soil, these probiotics are not actually harvested directly from the earth before bottling. We're talking about the Prescriptisys brand now, but are instead produced in a safe, monitored environment which ensure specificity of the strains. So, this is very, very important to note. So, soil-based probiotics, the natural advantage is bacterial spores offer the advantage of a higher survival rate during the acidic stomach passage and better stability during the processing and storage of the food product. This is based on research done in Berlin. So now, you want to make sure that the source of your soil-based probiotic is safe. Is this going to be the same thing as going out into your backyard, into your vegetable garden, picking that cucumber or that apple or other produce, wiping it on your shirt or just rinsing it very lightly and then ingesting it? Not necessarily, because you don't know what's in your environment. You don't know how your backyard was treated before you ever lived there, before you started growing your garden. You have to make sure that any soil you're using is organic, right? It's really not the same thing, but this is where all the exposure started with soil-based probiotics. So you want to be careful and make sure that you're using a reputable product. I want to bring up Dr. O'Hara, since this is actually mentioned in the questions that I get about soil-based probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's essential formula contains a proprietary culture fermented culture medium of fruits, vegetables, mushrooms, seaweeds, which contain prebiotics, enzymes, bacteriocins, and trace amounts of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, formic acid, lactic acid, acetic acid. It's really pretty well rounded. So it's important to note that there are various probiotics, first of all. And again, as I started to say in the beginning, it really depends on the patient's or the person's medical history, what their complaints are, if they have any GI issues. Now, there is enough information out there that also says that our regular standard form probiotics, not soil-based probiotics, the regular stuff, the over-the-counter stuff, really don't take up residence. And that's why soil-based probiotics may deliver this advantage of seeding the GI tract. Now, there is research that says so, as you will find on Prescript Assist, which they talk at length about their soil-based probiotics. But there's other research that says that our regular probiotics, they are beneficial during the time that we take them. After we stop taking our regular probiotics, not soil-based, that the benefits may continue in terms of GI function, you know, in terms of gut transit, in terms of clearing up any antibiotic-induced bacteria, or for those suffering from C. difficile due to antibiotic use, or who've had any kind of foodborne illness or anything like that, or who need help with IBS, inflammatory bowel disease, etc. And those probiotics are said to work for as long as they are taken. I know that in a lot of inflammatory bowel disease that my patients and clients are helped tremendously by taking various forms of probiotics. And you know, we do like to mix them up depending on how the patient is responding. VSL3 is a very big one in inflammatory bowel disease. And I've also seen firsthand that if the patient stops taking the VSL3, sometime soon after, they may not do as well and may have to restart taking a probiotic, whether it's the VSL3 or some other thing. And let me tell you first, about our commensal, our friendly gut microbiota, its basic function. And this is coming from The Standard, which is a monograph scientific series, which I love. Thank you, Kristen, for sending this to me. So basically, there are three functional categories performed by commensal gut microbiota. So first of all is protection, niche competition. Our friendly gut microbiota make sure that they're the main residents in the neighborhood called your gut. Pathogen displacement. They displace or push away opportunistic bacteria. Let me name one, Candida, Candida albicans, or any dysbiosis. Our commensal gut microbiota also produce antimicrobial factors such as bacteriocins and lactic acids. Notice that in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, they contain these bacteriocins and lactic acids. Pretty powerful probiotic. What else does our commensal gut bacteria do? They provide barrier fortification. They reinforce the gut epithelium, the barrier. The induction of IgA, this is an important immune component, which is based primarily in the gut. And you know, remember that the gut contains 70 to 80% of our immune system in GALT, G-A-L-T. That's the acronym for gut-associated lymphatic tissue. So by induction of IgA in immunity, we also have tightening of the junctions, helping to fight a leaky gut. We get immune system development and maintenance. What else does our friendly gut bacteria do? Control of epithelial cell differentiation and proliferation, making sure that our barrier cells are differentiating properly and are proliferating to help continue to provide barrier fortification. Our gut microbiome metabolizes dietary carcinogens. Very important. And did you know that in our gut, certain vitamins are synthesized, such as vitamin K, biotin. Some folate is also synthesized there. Also, we synthesize neurotransmitters. You know that 90% of our serotonin is made in the gut, right? Also made in the gut, some amino acids, short-chain fatty acids such as butyrate, propionate, acetate. These short-chain fatty acids are critical in the health of the large bowel. What else does our commensal bacteria do? Ferments non-digestible dietary components and epithelial-derived mucus. It provides iron and mineral absorption. It promotes the detoxification and biotransformation of hormones, toxins, medications, phytonutrients, bile acids. So our very healthful diet is only as beneficial as how well-seeded our gut microbiota is. Very, very important. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.